It is 3 o'clock.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 28, Johannesburg 26, Mbombela 21, Rustenburg 29 degrees.
Alberton R 59 North. We've got delays on the link to the N12 at the Reading Interchange, and then Pretoria side. We had a crash and it looks like it is being cleared. It's not coming up on our traffic protocol anymore. That is good news.
AfriForum Solidarity and the Solidarity Support Center for Schools have launched legal action against the Bella Acts Declaration. AfriForum's Kali Krill says the President Cyril Ramaphosa acted irrationally by ignoring Basic Education Minister Sibuye Khwakhube's recommendation to postpone the Act's language and admission policies. He says that the legal letters demand resolution within 10 days or the matter will proceed to court.
We'll take legal action with regard to the promulgation. We believe it's irrational, that we will participate in the process to write norms and standards that is coming in the next few months. We will take legal action against the Act itself. We believe the Act disregards the right of cultural communities.
Staying with education-related matters, and Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Basic Education has commended the improvement in matric results, particularly from provinces with limited resources. Despite severe budget cuts affecting many schools, the 2024 National Senior Certificate results showed remarkable progress. The matric class received an overall pass rate of 87.3%. It's our big news story of the day. Police have arrested suspected ringleaders of illegal mining in Stilfontein in the northwest. This follows allegations of torture, assault, starvation and murder of illegal miners at the abandoned gold mine. Yes, police spokesperson Atendla Mata.
From the 18th of August 2024 up until now, a total of 1,907 illegal miners have resurfaced. In terms of nationalities, we have Mozambicans, 1,125 that have been arrested. Zimbabweans, we are standing at 465.
Now, at the same time, Northwest Acting Provincial Police Commissioner Patrick Asaneng says there are no illegal miners dead or alive at the Stilfontein mine. This morning, a cage was lowered down shaft 11 to verify reports of community volunteers that no persons or bodies were left behind. Since August last year, a total of 1,907 illegal miners have resurfaced.
There are no longer people alive or corpses that are still underground to be extracted. We consulted with the mine rescue services. We expect them to provide us with a report on their assessment of the situation.
And former Springbok coach Pieter de Villiers has officially joined the MK Party. MK Party Deputy President John Hlope welcomed de Villiers to express his commitment to restoring dignity to the people of the Western Cape. De Villiers emphasised his focus on service and his intention to use his coaching skills to empower and unite people. I'm Chanel Setembe, net weer hoof nuus hier. AfriForum en Solidariteit het met regstappe begin teen die instel van die Billawet.
Donkey Chanel September. Yay, she's smiling now because that's her shift finished. Back with us tomorrow morning, Donkey Sis. 4 minutes past three, where my hits at?
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.
Need a boy who can cuddle with me all night. Give me one, let me long, be my sunlight. Tell me lies, we can argue, we can fight. Yeah, we did it before, but we'll do it tonight. Yeah, that fro black boy with the gold teeth, your dark skin looking at me like you know me. I wonder if you got the G or the B. Let me find out and see you coming over to me. These days are way too lonely. I'm missing out, I know. These days are way too long, and I'm not forgiving, love away, but